A real person, he spent 5 years collecting certificates and ended up a little bit of everything. Lin Yuan, 29, works as an implementation consultant at a company in Shenzhen that builds enterprise software. When I first met him in 2021, his cubicle was covered with 7 or 8 certificates: Python Basics, Product Manager, PMP, Advanced Excel, UI Design, Short Video Editing. He laughed and said, "I know a little about everything." Yet his name was missing from that year's promotion list. He later reviewed it with me. "I took 4 or 5 courses every year and spent over 20,000 yuan, but in interviews, when asked what I was best at, I couldn't say a second sentence." This is the typical skill hoarding, piling certificates onto a resume without growing them into a system. The turning point came in the spring of 2022. A project he led failed at launch, and in the review meeting his boss asked only one question: "In these 3 years, which single thing have you actually pushed into the top 20%? He had no answer. That night, he drew his first skill tree. His exact words stay with me: "I used to think knowing more meant being stronger. Later I realized scattered skills are like beads dropped on the floor. If you can't string them together, they are worthless." That sentence became the starting point for rewriting his career path. A year later, he cut his skills down to 3 trunks, one of which, enterprise system integration, reached a level where he could lead a 3-person team on his own. In 2023, he got a raise of about 35%. The story has no rags-to-riches thrill, but it makes one thing clear: career growth is not about quantity, it is about structure. Mindset: skills are not a collection, they grow on a tree. Most people manage skills the way Lin Yuan originally did, using collection to replace construction. They hoard every trending course, learn every new tool, and at year-end their inventory looks like a variety store. I prefer to think of skills as a tree. The roots are your underlying transferable abilities: logic, communication, learning power. The trunk is the core expertise that puts food on the table. The branches are the specific skills that unfold around the trunk. The value of a tree is not in how many leaves it has, but in how deep the roots go and how straight the trunk stands. The T-shaped person is a long-used model in management studies, source type, academic model, from 1970s McKinsey internal training material, later popularized by IDEO. The vertical stroke is depth, the horizontal stroke is breadth. It says one person should have both a signature strength to stand on and a cross-disciplinary. The skill tree is its visual upgrade. The contrast between two mindsets is clear. Those who treat skills as a collection forget them after learning and start from scratch in new situations. Those who treat skills as a tree hang everything they learn onto existing branches, and the more they grow, the easier it gets. The former relies on memory, the latter on structure. Remember in one line: grow the tree first, then the leaves. Do not let a certificate wall become your career illusion. Professional analysis: a quantitative model of the skill route, and a comparison of 2 growth paths. I put the skill route into a quantifiable framework. First, 3 real data anchors, each marked with magnitude and source type for your crosscheck, then a named model, then a comparison of 2 paths. First, memory decay has an empirical curve. The Ebbinghaus forgetting curve, source type, psychology experiment, 1885, shows that 24 hours after learning, memory retention is about 34%, and by the 6th day only about 25% remains. Skills not reviewed lose 70% within a week. This explains why hoarding courses without practice has almost zero retention. Second, the gap between experts and amateurs mainly comes from the duration of deliberate practice. Research by K. Anders Ericsson, source type, Academic Journal Psychological Review, 1993, points out that reaching expert level in a field usually requires about 10,000 hours of deliberate practice. This is a magnitude estimate, not an absolute threshold, and the premise is deliberate rather than simple repetition. Third, organizations pay a premium for people who keep growing. LinkedIn's 2024 Workplace Learning Report, source type, Industry Annual Report, says about 94% of employees state they would stay longer if their company invested in learning and development. The World Economic Forum's Future of Jobs Report 2023, source type, International Institution Report, predicts that by 2027 about 44% of workers will see their core skills change. Skill renewal is not a personal hobby, it is a survival line. As a framework, I use the Dreyfus 5-stage model, Dreyfus and Dreyfus, 1980, to position each skill, novice, advanced beginner, competent, proficient, expert. You do not need every skill to reach expert. The key is to distinguish which only need competence, which must reach proficiency. The two paths compared, see the comparison chart below. Path A, scattershot learning, learning many courses a year, tasting each briefly. Path B, skill tree deep cultivation, setting the trunk first, then progressing along the branches. The former is lively in the short term but loose in the long run, the latter is slow in the short term but compounds over time. Six concrete contrasts follow. The real case returns to Lin Yuan. He listed his 23 skills and scored them by the 5 stages, finding 19 stuck at advanced beginner. The first thing he did was not add more courses, but merge those 19 into 3 trunks, and each week he dug deep into only one of them. Actionable metrics plus an execution checklist, just follow it: 1. Inventory once a month, keep total skills no more th.